Cruel Crime and Painful Punishment by Terry Deary, a horrible histories book read by Vienna Vance.
I ate a rat, I skinned a cat, and I stole a bat.
Illustrated by Mike Phillips. Introduction. Everybody loves a good crime, don't they? We can sit and watch it on our televisions for hours every night. Mangle some murderers, bold burglars, fiddling fraudsters, and shocking shoplifters. Shoplifter? Wow, she must be strong to lift a shop.
Not if it's a paper shop, haha.
Then something happens. Switch the video on so I can watch that program about the underwater serial killer, Jack the Kipper. But Dad, somebody's nicked the video. No! And suddenly we decide, we hate crime. Then those bothersome burglars aren't so much fun. Then we want them A, caught, and B, punished. In history, different people have had different ideas about punishments. Some people have been kind to killers and forgiving to fraudsters. Other people have been savage to sweeties, snatchers, and brutal to beggars. The aim of punishment is usually to stop the crime happening again. She talked to my lesson. Cut out her tongue. In the past few thousand years, there have been A, some cruel crimes, and some painful punishments, and B, some kind crimes, and some pitiful punishments. This book is a horrible history of crime and punishment. So guess which sort you're going to get in these pages. Guess wrong and you will be tied to a chair barefooted, and your toes will be nibbled off by flesh-eating ducks. Maybe. Ancient crime time. What was the first crime in time? Probably something to do with greed. You know the sort of thing when human says, I own this thing. Then another human comes along and says, I want it and I'm going to have it, even if I have to batter you. People are still snatching from the weak in the 21st century. Greed and crimes of greed don't change much, as you'll see. There must have been spoken rules about how to behave as soon as humans could speak, and most rules would have had a punishment. Do not bounce rocks off my head. Or what? Well, I'll push those rocks right up your nose. Then humans invented writing, and they began writing down these rules and punishments as laws. Can we have a law against Og's bad breath, please? Very funny. These ancient groups of laws are often known as codes. Here's a timeline of the most important ones. Criminal codes timeline. 4000 BC, Babylon. A law says that speaking badly about a priest or a married woman will be punished by branding. A mark is burned into the lawbreaker's skin using a red-hot iron. Ouch. 2350 BC. Ugagina's code. A set of laws is laid down by Mesopotamian kings. They are fairly harsh. Savage simple. Thieves are to be stoned to death using stones carved with the name of their crime. Stole farmer Brown's white bull with black spots, a twisted horn, and a long tail. Let's just call it ox, shall we? 2050 BC. Ur-Nammu's code. This Mesopotamian code lets judges decide damages where the criminal has to pay the victim. The worse the crime, the more you pay. You stole his goat yesterday afternoon. Now pay him 6 sheep. 6 sheep? That's daylight robbery. 1850 BC. The earliest known legal decision is made. A clay tablet tells of the murder of a temple worker. 3 men and the victim's wife were charged. 9 witnesses spoke against the men and women and asked for the death penalty for all four. But the wife had 2 witnesses who told the clerk that her dead husband used to beat her. What's more, they said she was not part of the murder and she was even worse off after her husband's death. What would you do if you were the judge? A. Execute the 3 men and the woman. B. Execute the 3 men but not the woman. C. Execute the woman but not the men. Answer B. The men were executed in front of the victim's house, but the woman was spared. 1700 BC. Hammurabi's Code. King Hammurabi comes to power in Babylon in 1792 BC. In 1700, his code of laws is carved on a huge rock column. The saying, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, comes from Hammurabi's code. The code has 282 clauses, and the punishments are, by modern Western standards, barbaric. Savage sample, theft. The thief will lose a finger or a hand. What do you imagine was the punishment for kissing a married woman? Your lower lip was cut off. Yes, I know I kissed her, and I know she's a married woman, but she's my mom. 1300 BC, the Ten Commandments. The Bible says that Moses received a list of 10 laws straight from God. These laws were known as the Ten Commandments. Most of these commandments are still part of our laws, like, thou shalt not kill. But there are no punishments for the crimes, except the anger of God, of course. If you steal that sheep, I'll be a bit cross with you, and you wouldn't want that, would you? No, God. Of course, human lawmakers may need a bit more than anger to put criminals off. If you steal that sheep, I'll be a bit cross with you, and you wouldn't want that, would you? No, sir. Not again. 1280 BC to 880 BC. The Laws of Manu. In India, the great laws of Manu are written down, but no one knows exactly when or who wrote them. Savage sample. He who raises his hand or a stick shall have his hand cut off. He who in anger kicks with his foot shall have his foot cut off. 621 BC. Draco's Law. Draco the Greek is chosen to write a code of law for Athens. His laws are the first written laws of Greece. The penalty for many offenses is death. The citizens adore Draco and one day arrange a party for him. The loving people of Athens shower him with their hats and cloaks to show their love for the man. By the time they dig him out from under the clothes, he has been smothered to death. That's what you get for being popular. 600 BC. Lycurgus Law. This king of Sparta, southern Greece, becomes a famous lawmaker, though his laws are never written down. Savage sample. It is the duty of women to have children. If any child is not perfect when born, they are to be killed. The greatest crime of all is to retreat in battle, punishable by death. 536 BC. The Book of Punishments. This Chinese law book lists the way to punish someone when they have been convicted of a serious crime. They include, I can tattoo you, cut off your nose or your feet or your head. Ooh, think I'll go for the tattoo if it's all the same to you. 450 BC. The 12 Tables. 10 Roman men are given power to write the laws that are to govern Romans. They come up with 10 laws to which 2 were later added. Our modern laws are still based on this Roman top 12. But not all 12, you'll be pleased to hear, because one of them said, a Roman father has the right of life or death over his son. Oops. The 12 tables also punished the evil use of magic. They were written on wooden bronze sheets and survived for almost 1,000 years until they were destroyed by invading Gauls in 390. 399 BC. The Trial of Socrates. One of the earliest reported trials takes place in Greece. The city of Athens has lost a war and is looking for someone to blame. The people blame 70-year-old Socrates, a teacher accused of showing Athens boys bad ways and telling them not to believe in the gods. Socrates is tried before a jury of 501 citizens that finds him guilty on a vote of 281 to 220. The judge then asks Socrates what would be a fair punishment. Socrates replies, "You're a bunch of idiots." If Socrates had said something sensible, like exile me, then the jury would probably have given him a lesser punishment. But by calling the jury idiots, he might as well have just killed himself. The jury decided death by 361 votes to 130. Find out what happened to Sir Leesock later. Be warned, if someone is about to punish you, it is not wise to insult them. Now, Felicity, do I write home to your parents, or do you promise to behave? Please yourself, fat face. Let the punishment fit the ancient crime. The tricky bit about crime and punishment is making the one match the other. People have different ideas about how you should punish a crime, and these ideas have changed through time. Laws in ancient times seem a bit harsh to us today. The Bible says, whoever curses his father or mother is to be put to death. If that rule was enforced today, we'd have a lot of empty classrooms and a lot of empty schools. Death seems just a teeny bit harsh for cursing parents. What would you do if you were a parent? Would you like your son killed, sir? Good heavens, no. We're not barbarians. Just stretch him on the rack, please. Fitting the right punishment to a crime has always been a problem. Can you match these ancient crimes and their punishments? Crime 1. A Mesopotamian holy woman drinking in a pub. A. 50 lashes. B. Having your eye pulled out. C. Being thrown off a cliff. D. Being bitten on the back of the hand. E. Cutting off a hand. F. Stoning to death. G. Having an ear cut off. H. Burning. I. Being skinned alive. J. No punishment. 2. A Babylonian son hitting his father. 3. A Mesopotamian rebelling against the king. 4. An Egyptian taking a day off work. 5. A Spartan child servant making a mistake. 6. In the Bible, killing a burglar in the night. 7. A Babylonian accusing an innocent person of a crime. 8. In Babylon, a slave striking his master. 9. In the Bible, being a lazy son. 10. A Babylonian putting out someone's eye. Answers 1H. Imagine burning a nun because she popped in a pub for a pint. 2E. But fathers were allowed to hit sons. Life can be cruel to kids, can't it? 3I. King Ashurnasirpal skinned a lot of rebels and buried a lot of others alive inside a stone column. Then he had their crimes written on the column, which is how we know about them today. 4A. This is a punishment for weavers who made cloth, but it's not so long since children in Britain were beaten just for taking a day off from school. 5D. In the army, training camps, younger children serve the older ones. If they got it wrong, the older boy bit the younger boy's hand. 6J. Killing a burglar in your own home was not a crime, if you did it at night. But if you did it during the day, it was murder and you'd be punished. Did you kill him at night? About tea time. Does that count? 7C. Lying about an innocent person is called slander, and you can still be sent to prison for that. So that's what you say. 8G. There's no ear chopping from people who strike masters today. Otherwise, there might be a lot of earless pupils in school. 9F. The Bible says, if a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, then his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him to the elders of his city. Then all of the men of the city shall stone him to death with stones. 10B. This idea is known as an eye for an eye. Some people still believe this is a good way to match crimes and punishments. How did you score? 10, you're probably cheating. Punishment, cut your toenails. 5-9, not bad. Punishment, write out the correct answers 50 times. 1-4, pathetic. Punishment, write out the correct answers 1,000 times. 0, serious failure. Punishment, cut off your head and replace it with one with brains. Did you know, it was a crime in ancient Britain to be old and helpless. The rest of your tribe could not be expected to work to feed you. So when you became feeble, about the age of 32, you were expected to throw yourself off a cliff. If you didn't, then the tribe would just chuck you off. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Thanks. Groovy Greeks. The Greeks had some interesting ways of dealing with their criminals. But can you sort out who got what? Sadly, our horrible history's law book has been cut up by some cunning criminal. Can you replace the words in the right places? Living in a city like Athens is the best way of life, so is it an awful punishment to be blank? 2. A Greek man must not strike another Greek man or woman. If he does, he will be blank. A slave will be blank if he threatens someone with iron, wood, or bronze. 4. Good people of Athens believe in the old gods. A man who teaches young people not to believe in the gods will be blank. 5. Athens' Lord Draco orders that if you owe money, you could be blank. 6. A woman caught sneaking into the Olympic Games will be blank. 7. Draco says that anyone stealing should be blank. 8. Leaders who betray Sparta can expect to be blank. Missing words, enslaved, poisoned, executed, assassinated, fined, thrown off a cliff, banished, lashed. Answers 1. Banished. Inside the city of Athens, you were protected by walls, by laws, and by the goddess Athena. Men of Athens could scratch the name of someone they wanted thrown out on a piece of pottery and pop it in a voting box. The name that appeared most was sent out of the city. Good idea for school bullies. 2. Fined. How much would you fine fighting fellers? A pound a punch? A penny a pinch? A fiver a fisting? A tenner a trampling? 3. Lashed. The punishment was 100 lashes, which is a lot. 4. Poisoned. Teacher Socrates taught the youths of Athens not to believe in the old gods, so he was told to drink poison, hemlock, which he did. This is not too bad a punishment. A lot of teachers today would rather drink poison than teach today's savage students and poisonous pupils, or so they say after a bad day with 7F. 5. Enslaved. If you owed a man money, then you could become that man's slave till it was paid. 6. Thrown off a cliff. Women weren't welcome at the games, where the men all ran and jumped and threw and wrestled with no clothes on. One woman was a trainer and tried to sneak in. She was killed. 7. Executed. Deadly Draco also said you'd be executed for stealing an apple or a cabbage, and anyone who was lazy could be executed too. 8. Assassinated. Athenian general Alcibiades switched sides from Athens to Sparta. He then helped Sparta to win a war against the Athenians. But the Spartans didn't trust him and they set fire to his house. As he ran out of the blazing building, they filled him full of arrows. Guess I didn't have an arrow escape this time. Rotten Romans. The Romans were famous for making laws. It is said that Roman law was the start of most of the laws we still have today. But that doesn't mean the Roman laws were fair or free of cruelty. They weren't. One way of executing a criminal was especially nasty. 1. First take a barrel and about 20 sharp metal spikes about as long as your foot. 2. Hammer the spikes through the outside of the barrel so the points are on the inside. 3. Place the criminal in the barrel and nail the lid shut. 4. Roll the barrel down a steep hill. Ouch! Ooh! Ooh! Okay, now I do. Of course, you should never do this, not even to your worst enemy. It absolutely ruins the barrel. So if anyone tries to tell you the Romans had modern laws, just remind them that it was the Romans who liked to nail criminals to crosses. That wasn't as quick as throwing them to lions to be ripped apart, but the crosses could be put up at the side of the main road so travelers could see the criminals slowly dying. Of course, the most famous victim of this punishment was Jesus, and his followers suffered just as much at the hands of the rotten Romans. Cruel for Christians. Being a Christian has often been a crime in history, but it was the Emperor Nero who really had it in for the Christians. In AD 64, there was a huge fire that destroyed a large area of Rome. The Romans were angry and looking for someone to blame. They decided to blame their emperor, Nero, even though he wasn't in Rome at the time. They said he started the fire to clear away a large area of houses so he could build a palace. Nero needed to find someone else to blame, and he chose a group of Jews who followed the teachings of Jesus, the Christians. He started executing them, and the Romans enjoyed the idea. They even came up with new excuses for killing Christians who ate bread and drank wine, saying it was the flesh and blood of Jesus. They have this custom where they eat flesh and drink blood. They're cannibals. They deserve to die. Horribly. And they did. The Roman historian Tacitus wrote History of Rome by Tacitus. Book 15, AD 62-65. Mockery of every sort was added to their deaths. They were covered with the skins of wild beasts, and then they were turned to death by dogs, who were nailed to crosses or were thrown to the flames and burnt to serve as flaming torches when darkness fell. Nero offered his gardens for the executions, and was putting on a show in the circus, while he mixed with the people in the dress of a chariot driver. But the people were not fooled, and even for criminals who deserved punishment, there arose a feeling of pity. The Romans knew the executions were not for the good of Rome. They were for the pleasure of one cruel man, Emperor Nero. Even though Nero died 4 years after the fire, the execution of Christians went on without him, and the methods were just as cruel. Poetic passions. Some of the descriptions of Christians thrown to the lions come from Christians themselves. They didn't just hate the death of their friends. They hated the pleasure the Romans got from watching the bloody deaths. One Christian wrote a poem, At the Colosseum, by Amphilochius of Iconium. The Latin don't care in the least, as one poor man runs from the beast. He's conscious to hear the claps and cheers, their eyes are filled with joy, not tears. They show no pity in their looks, as victims' blood flows like a brook. They scream from where are such human feasts, and grind their teeth like hungry beasts. Criminal cuts. The Romans didn't just enjoy watching Christians slaughtered in the games. The ordinary criminals were killed too, usually around lunchtime. Some of the bloodiest battles in the games were between criminals who were under sentence of death anyway. They fought till there was no one left. An unarmed man was put in the ring with an armed man who killed him. The armed man was then disarmed and the next man killed him. And so it went on. As soon as one victim fell, another was put in the ring. Stab, stab. You win some, you lose some. Great. Stab, stab. Just to make sure the criminal was dead, a slave would smash the fallen man over the head with a hammer. Being a spectator had its dangers, too. One spectator made a joke about the Emperor Domitian. He was taken out of the crowd and thrown to a pack of dogs. Whipped rebel. The historian Strabo described a special entertainment that the Romans saved for a rebel leader. A rebel called Celerus had put himself at the head of an army and for a long time had raided the people of Etna. I saw him torn to pieces by wild beasts at a games event in the Forum. He was put onto a tall tower, a bit like Mount Etna where he had raided. The marble mountain suddenly broke up and collapsed. Celerus tumbled down with it into cages of wild beasts that had been set up beneath the model. Cheating the law. The Romans had special serving women in a temple called the Temple of Vesta. They were known as the Vestal Virgins. These ladies had to behave themselves or they would be executed. The trouble is, you couldn't lay a finger on the Vestal Virgins. They were servants of the gods who might get angry. So how do you get rid of Vestal Virgins who misbehaved? Answer, they were buried alive. They were sent down into an underground room which was blocked up and left to suffocate or starve to death. Nice. Deading Dad. Romans who killed their father had a special punishment. 1. The executioner took a large sack and placed a dog, a cockerel, and a monkey in it. 2. Then he put the dad-killing criminal in the sack. 3. Then sewed up the sack, and threw it into the river Tiber. Of course, the dad-killer died, but so did the dog, the monkey, and the cockerel. What had they done to deserve it? Roman army rules. Punishments for soldiers who commit crimes have often been much harder than for other criminals. Soldiers have to learn that there is something worse than a terrifying enemy, the punishment they'll get from their own army if they try to run away or disobey the rules. In the Roman army, if you did something that put your unit in danger, then you'd be stoned to death, and your unit would throw the stones. If you ran away from a battle, you'd suffer death by beating. If your whole unit ran away from a battle and was caught, then 1 man in 10 would be executed. The soldiers would draw lots to decide who the lucky and unlucky ones were. Do I win a prize if I get it right? Mangling Manu. In India, around AD 100, there were the laws of Manu. The laws were linked to your caste or level in society, and so were the punishments. Peasants, lower castes, had different laws from the rich people and the lords of India, the higher castes. The Brahmin caste, the priests, had it easiest. The warrior caste were punished more, the farmer caste more still, and the slave caste most of all. I'm higher than you. I'm higher than you. I'm higher than you. Why am I always the one cast down? Here's a list of Mangling Manu crimes and punishments. Which of these laws are true and which are false? 1. You can't be a witness in court if you are drunk. 2. Any child who sticks out a tongue at a teacher will have that tongue cut off. Cut out. 3. If someone in a lower caste splits on someone in a higher caste, then he shall have his lips cut off. 4. Any child who forgets to do homework will have to clean the school toilets. 5. If you attack someone and hurt them, then you have to pay for a doctor to cure them. 6. Any child who doesn't eat their school dinner will have it pushed up their nose. 7. Anyone who grabs the king's hair will have his hands cut off. 8. Any girl who grabs a boy's hair will have her hair cut off. Answers 1, 3, 5, 7 are true. 2, 4, 6, 8 are false. And by the way, you couldn't be a witness in court if you were mad, tired, or hungry either. Dreadful Dark Ages. The Dark Ages, around AD 400 to 1000, are sometimes thought of as lawless. When the Romans left Britain, the Angles and Saxons invaded. Then the Vikings began to rampage around Europe, murdering monks, flattening farmers, bashing babies, and terrorizing towns. But the deadly Dark Ages did have their own methods of punishment. Artful Alfred. King Alfred ruled Britain from 871 till 901. He took all the old laws and organized them into a new book of laws for the Saxons. There were ways of finding out if a person was guilty of a crime. They were called ordeals. If you passed through the ordeal, you were innocent, but if you failed, you were guilty, and you suffered from both a test and then a punishment. 1. Ordeal by cake. A special cake is baked. The victim has to swear, "If I did this crime and made this cake choke me," and eat the cake. Sounds harmless enough, but Earl Godwin was banished from England for disobeying the good King Edward. A year later, Godwin returned and declared, "People say I killed your brother, but if that is true, then may God let this piece of bread choke me and my big mouth." A minute later, Godwin was dead. He had choked on the piece of bread. 2. Ordeal by cold water. The accused is tied hand and foot. A rope is placed around them, and they are lowered into a pool. If they sink, then they are innocent, and if they float, then they are guilty. This test was still being used in the 17th century to test people accused of being witches. More about that later. 3. Ordeal by hot water. The accused must plunge a bare arm into a pot of hot water and pull out a stone at the bottom of the pot. The arm will then be bandaged for 3 days. At the end of 3 days, the bandage will be taken off. If the arm is healed, then they are innocent. But if there is still a scald, they are guilty and must be punished. 4. Ordeal by hot metal. The accused must grip a hot iron rod and walk with it for a set distance. Again, the hand is bandaged for 3 days and the wound examined. 5. Ordeal by lot. Try this in your own classroom. You need 3 sticks labeled guilty, not guilty, and trinity. The sticks used in ice lollies are best. A treasure, at least 2 pints, and maybe as much as 5 pints. To work. 1. Select 3 people to be suspects and 1 to be the judge. 2. The judge places the treasure on the table and turns his or her back. 3. One of the suspects steals the treasure. 4. The judge blindfolds each suspect in turn and asks each one to pick a stick. The suspect then gives back the stick to the judge. 5. The verdict. A. Pick guilty and you are guilty. B. Pick not guilty and you are free to go. C. Pick trinity and you must pick another stick. 6. Of course, all 3 could pick guilty or all 3 could be not guilty. Hard luck, judge. Try again until you get just 1 guilty person. Try it. Does it work? It's not as painful as trial by boiling water, but you could be found guilty just by picking the wrong stick. Good idea for football matches, though. Better than a penalty shootout. 6. Ordeal by combat. If 2 people argue about who owns a brooch or a piece of land, or a stale cheese sandwich, then they have a fight. The winner of the fight is judged to be the lawful owner. Actually, this still goes on in schools today. My bike, I think. You just lost the ordeal by combat. Smack. Did I? Saxon sentences. Alfred gave his judges a clear idea of what punishments to give for crimes. The penalty for killing a man accidentally by letting a tree fall on him was to be forced to give the tree to the family of the dead man. This is the tree for your dead husband. Fair swap. The penalty for telling...